remain in place for now. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. In a 5-4 decision, the Supreme Court has ruled to keep Title 42 in effect.
The White House says it will comply with the order to keep Title 42 in place, a Trump-era policy that prevents migrants from entering the country due to public health reasons, but says it shouldn't be extended indefinitely. While the Biden administration says it will prepare for the court's review in February, President Biden is advancing preparations to manage the border in a secure, orderly, and humane way when Title 42 eventually lifts. The administration renewed its call for Congress to pass comprehensive immigration reforms and to deliver funding requests from the president. At the White House, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Buffalo, New York continues to dig out from under 4 feet of snow. While trying to keep people off the roads, authorities are also working to stop looters. Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown.
The Buffalo Police Department has created an anti-looting detail. We have already made a number of requests, a number of arrests.
The storm is blamed for at least 35 deaths in western New York State. The federal government says it will investigate Southwest Airlines' ongoing cancellations of thousands of flights.
The POTUS Twitter account tweeted, "Thousands of flights nationwide have been canceled around the holidays. Our administration is working to ensure airlines are held accountable. Members of Congress are already promising oversight hearings about this, which means Southwest is going to have to answer to the cabinet and the Congress."
Fox's Peter Ducey. Police in Northern California are searching for a suspect in connection with the killing of 2 people and wounding 2 more in Eureka. The suspect is 41-year-old Russell Martin Albers. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Tensions are high in southeastern Europe between Serbia and Kosovo.
Serbian troops on the border with Kosovo are on high alert despite calls from NATO this week to ease tensions. The forces are reportedly, quote, in the full state of combat readiness. This move comes after the country ordered measures to be taken to protect all Serbians in Kosovo. Belgrade has ramped up its presence at the border as officials investigate a recent nearby shooting. Concerns of violence in the region have escalated since the invasion of Ukraine. The U.S. and most European Union countries officially recognized Kosovo's declaration of independence in 2008. However, Serbia has not, and the country leans on Russia and China in its efforts to maintain the province. In London, Alex Hogan, Fox News.
One of the men who masterminded a plot to kidnap Michigan's governor has been sentenced.
Adam Fox was sentenced to 16 years behind bars after he was convicted for conspiracy to abduct Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. In August, Fox and Barry Croft Jr. were found guilty by a jury. Croft will also be sentenced this week. Fox and others trained with weapons to carry out the kidnapping, going as far as to get a look at the layout of Governor Whitmer's vacation home. The plot was never executed. Embedded FBI agents foiled the plans. Prosecutors sought a life sentence. The judge called that too much, saying 16 years is still a long time. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Thousands of people in Asheville, North Carolina are dealing with water outages or a boil water advisory after days of extremely cold temperatures. A water production facility in the southern part of the city has been unable to produce water since Christmas Eve. Frozen and burst pipelines have made matters worse. I'm Joe Chu, Fox News.
This is Jimmy Fallon, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.